Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Today, we conclude our discussion on the need to be right. And what I want to talk to you about today is just the idea of picking your battles in life. And what we know about picking your battles is it requires discipline. And that by discipline, we're suggesting that you have to find a way to gain control over your temper, and really put your emotions in check. Because when you put your emotions in check, all of a sudden now your judgment becomes much clearer. So when you find yourself in a potential conflict, instead of just reacting, start by looking at your best case scenario and at your worst case scenario. And once you've determined both of those, determine the probability associated with both of those outcomes. If you find that the downside outweighs the upside, put your ego in check and move on. But you have to look at that what I'll call the cost-benefit relationship of trying to be right. Right? And sometimes, like in the example I used on Monday with my buddy fighting with his internet provider for hours over $6 on principle, sometimes it's just not worth it. Just let it go, pay the $6, and come back and fight another day. And we know that sometimes being right will make you feel better, and usually it's brief. But in the long run, if you think about your relationships and you consider your wallet, you've got to make better decisions around this. We all do. I know I do it sometimes. I base things on irrational behavior. I make decisions I shouldn't make because my emotions get in the way. But when it comes to picking your battles, you've got to be smart about it. Think about the long-term effects it has on your relationship. If you're constantly fighting with your significant other because you both have to be right, that doesn't bode well long-term. The odds of that relationship working long-term are not wonderful if that's your situation. So you've got to be smart about where you pick those battles. And it's the same situation at work. If you're the person that's always fighting back on everything, you become difficult to work with. If you're the person that's pushing back on the input that you're getting from clients, all of a sudden, before you know it, your product or your service becomes obsolete because somebody's listening to those people and responding in kind. And so that's really what it's about. It's about picking your battles, having the discipline to be smart about where you go. And that in the end means getting control of your temper and not allowing your emotions to impede your judgment. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving in the direction you want to go in life. And I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. And all you need to do is get here. It's a few minutes a day, and we'll help you stay on track. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today and for this weekend, I just want you to think about where you're pushing back, where you have that need to be right, and I want you to think about picking your battles going forward. Be smart about where you choose to go. If you want to take a deeper dive on anything we've discussed, just go to my website at joelbrookman.com and sign up for the weekly discussion.